After a year of studying winter ozone air pollution in Utah's Uinta Basin, a team of scientists has determined that oil and gas wells are causing most of the problem. The team at Utah State University's Uinta Basin campus studied ozone last winter when there were only a few inversion days and not much of a problem. It's been worse this year. Seth Lyman with the Bingham Research Center says a big part of the problem are the volatile organic compounds such as benzene coming from thousands of oil and gas wells.
They're more reactive in that they produce more ozone per gram emitted of those compounds than some other VOCs like ethane and propane, and they also can have a human health effect.
New EPA rules have put strict limits on oil and gas producers on emitting these volatile organic compounds. But Kathleen Scama with the Western Energy Alliance says the industry could wind up being punished for what it's already doing right if the Uinta Basin becomes a non-attainment area for ozone pollution.
That's the built-in disincentive for the Clean Air Act, unfortunately. But that's not what industry is doing in the basin now. We are taking those measures now, both through regulatory mechanisms and through voluntary mechanisms as well.
Hospitals in the Uinta Basin have been admitting more and more asthma cases in recent years. But health authorities say they need more research to determine whether that's associated with the high ozone levels on winter inversion days. In Vernal, I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.